just a few many too many times, bro. That shit rough, man.
Yeah.
I gotta go to work today. They want to talk to me about something I ain't doing and shit. I was like, man, here we go with the bullshit. I hate jobs. You not doing such and such. I know what you doing. You on my dick. That's the problem. go watch somebody else, man.
Bruh.
That shit, bro. I swear, I'm like, man, this job shit is for the birds, bro. I'm serious, man. It's like, what y'all fucking with me about, bro?
Listen, like, Larry, bro, I got six years left, bro. And I ain't speaking up for nobody else ever again in my life.
Man, listen.
I'm living off retirement disability. in my thrift savings, man.
Bro, look at him.
You know, hey, I'm trying to, that's right there projected right now. It's at least $8,000-$9,000 a month. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good living, man. Okay, you be all right.
When you think I'm finna go. Yeah, somebody tell me what
somebody, man, hell no.
There you go. Nah, but, boss.
Yeah, ain't punching no more. Boy, look at him. I was like, man. And it's funny because just don't even tell me no shit like that till it's real, real. But
yeah, I hope it do.
Shit, me too. So I can tell you, motherfucker, kiss my whole ass, bro. Yep. I get in there because I go in yesterday, right? And then I, you know, go check my emails and whatnot. And I notice I got a meeting. And then I was like, wait a minute. I'm the only one at the meeting. So I hit everybody else. I hit a few of my like coworkers. I was like, hey, y'all got a little one-on-one tomorrow? And it was like, nah. I was like, oh, man. Here we go. So I went to my manager. I was like, yo. I was like, I guess it's something I did wrong. Or he's like, well, it's something you're not doing. I'm like, well, then, man, why you tell me a day ahead of time? Like, now you got my anxiety up over what? Like, you just tell me if you got it, if it's on, you know, whatever we got to talk about, not going to take no more than 10 to 15 minutes. Because, for one, I know how to play the game. So when we go in and talk about whatever, you're right, 100%. And whatever I got to say don't matter no way. So, yes, sir. Okay. I'm going to be better. Right. That's it. That's all you got to do. But I'm like, man, I know y'all just nitpicking at me about something, bro. I know it. I just know it. But hey, yeah, what it is. Hey, thank God you don't go to no traditional gig, man. Punch the clock, man. I'll be ready to just like, yo, I can't stand you. You a bitch. You phony. Y'all two act like y'all in love with each other. I'll be ready to tell everybody everything, man.
It's gonna be a come a point where you gonna be able to speak your mind. You're gonna be like,
exactly.
You gonna break out that list. Matter of fact, let me pull out my notes on my phone.
Right.
You just gonna start reading shit off.
Man.
Like that, man. I'll tell you, when I retire, you might see me pulling up to every goddamn junior day. Whatever Mario got, or whoever the coach is at the time got going on campus, that's probably where you're going to see me.
Enjoying
life.
That's how it should be. The sooner the better, man. That's the trick I tell people all the time. They be trying to trick us like we supposed to wait to use 67 to retire. I'm like, man, you 67? Bro, you know how many years you got left average after 67? Yeah. About 10.
How much enjoyment you gonna have at 67?
Yeah, your body shutting down. Like, come on, man.
You could barely do something. You don't want to go out at night at that age. Right. What you finna do? Like, what type of stuff, man?
That's the trick, man. The trick is to feed you to the machine till you no more good.
Yeah,
and then you put you to pastures and let you die, and you think you won because you got your 401k.
Yeah. And for me, it's for one, it's like, man, when do you really start enjoying your, like, really enjoying your life for the average person? About 45, maybe 50 is like when you really, like, start traveling and doing all that stuff. Mm-hmm. All these young people, unless you're an athlete and you really bringing in that type of bread or something like that, or you own your own company. But even when you own your own company, you can't just say, bump it, I'm finna go take a vacation and leave everything into somebody else's hands because some shit might go wrong and nah. all what you just did don't even matter no more. So, like, by 50, like I said, by 50, man, that 50 is the perfect age. By 48, 50, between 45 and 50 is, like, the perfect age where you should be done, like, actually really working for somebody. If, you know what I'm saying, you play your cards right and do everything. Because I tell people all the time, like, sometimes a part of me wish I probably would have joined the military when I was 18, like, fresh out of high school. Because I got, you know what I'm saying, I had a great job, so I didn't pursue it. But if I'd have did that, I would have been retired 2 years already. Damn near 3 years already. Yeah. I would have retired at 38. You know, yeah, so man. It's like,
yeah, actually, I was retired always 2020, yeah. But at least you here, at least you still here now. Like,
and still can retire at a young age.
Yeah, and your mindset on it, man. At least, I know too many cats. I'm like, oh yeah, well, I'll go get another job. Another job, man. Man, are you out your damn mind?
Now see, for my pops, you know what I'm saying? Like, he went, because you know he stayed in the military, but him and my mom got divorced. Like, he retired at a young age too, like in his early 40s. But then what he did was he went and worked at a government job for another 10 years. So he got two retirements. He got the 20-year retirement and the 10-year retirement working for the federal government. So he get two retirement checks plus a disability. And he retired probably like at 50, I want to say about like 55 at the latest. Yeah, like 55 years old.
You still got like 20 years more than likely to, you know, do your thing. You ain't going to, and everybody got, you know, punching in and rushing to work, and, you know, dealing with the temperaments of people like that, man. It's just every day that I go to work, like, I'd be like, man, this just ain't for me. I'd be like, bro, how'd I end up here? Sometimes I'd be like, bro, this is the most depressing thing ever. You know, but I wish you, you know, this cat, man. I swear she about 12 seconds from living outside, man. It's always when I'm recording. But
man, I ain't never had the pleasure of I clocked in at somebody's job once, man, and I was like, this is not for me, man. There ain't people telling me to do this and this and that. I'm like, hold on, why y'all ain't doing that shit?
ain't doing nothing. That's what's killing me. Nah. Like, the people that today, like, I got to go sit down and talk with them, whatever. It's a grand collective of a bunch of people that do nothing at my job. Now, I got to go answer for something I don't do. I'm like, what do you do? And I'm sitting here answering for something I know is more than likely petty, right? I'll update y'all boys after I figure out exactly what they're talking about today. But something that I'm sure is fairly petty. I'm not doing no blatant violations. That much I know. There ain't nothing I'm doing that's just out of bounds, crazy. So whatever they're talking about is going to be some petty shit. And I got to sit here and listen to this like you around here busting your ass. You know, they're like always talking that team talk, this and that. I'm like, you ain't did shit. You ain't touched nothing. You ain't pick up a broom, and you talking all this we talking team talk. I said, bro, I'm so tired of people getting to claim victories off of my back. You keep talking this we talk, and you know, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit, they drive me nuts, man. Yeah, I hope I can move over, you know, be like X2, man. I'm gonna be like you when I grew up, man. I just want to do full time pod, man, or, you know, media type stuff, man. I can't this whole punching. Be ready, have me ready to punch somebody.
Yeah, man, I can't do it, man. But ever since high school, man, I'm a hustler, man. I was gonna go get it one way or the other. So me working for somebody was just never in my trajectory of life. Like, I gotta wake up at a certain time. He tell me, I gotta wake up at a certain time. I gotta clock in. You gonna tell me when I gotta eat lunch? I gotta come right? back? Like, hold on. Like, this just don't seem like it's supposed to be normal. Like, how you supposed to tell somebody, well, this is your lunch break. You only got 30 minutes to eat. You got, what, a 15-minute bath? Huh? Nah, this sound like some type of camp or something. Like, nah. I just was not like, nope.
But that's the funny thing, because that's how they try to get us in school. It's just all training, so it's like, look, just train them up so they'll just think this is the way it's supposed to go. And then we'll plug them in this machine. I know they were mad as hell when they started them child labor laws, but what the hell? Man, you better get their little ass to work.
Man, I just seen one. I think it's a lawsuit going on in Nebraska, because they had a child labor. They had some children laboring where I think the kids had got burnt. And whatever they was laboring at, they got burnt. A bunch of the kids had got burnt. And they found out that they had kids underage working at this place. And I was like, well, what the fuck? Like, how does this even still happen? Like, this is 2023.
Right.
And it's still going. Oh, man, that's crazy.
Nuts. Anyway, man. That, you know what? I think that could be shop talk, bro.
it can be. I'm telling you. Listen, it's crazy. And I'm going to tell you, everybody be like, man, X, you know, what you do. Man, what I do is cool. But you got to love it. You got to love it. You know what I'm saying? Because it can get frustrating and can get hard. Because, for one, it's just so much information you got to gather. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's a personality that you have. You can't be yourself at all times. You know what I'm saying? I can't be X, because it's like, if I'm X, then it's like I'm kind of hard. So I got to be like, okay, well, I'm just media or fan, you know, media or fan-friendly X. You know what I'm saying? Where I could communicate with fans or go out here and gather information at certain schools or whatever. That's the part that you really don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's something that I love to do, because it's like, it's sports, it's football, and it's helping out others. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
yeah. But that's the thing. Like, people do get it twisted that, like, dealing with, you know for sure, because you have record shops and deal with record label, has record label. Now, it's still work. It's just work that you enjoy on your own terms. And yeah, like you said, whatever work you doing, for everything is yin and yang. So it's gonna be some negatives. So it's just like, well, what negatives do I want to deal with? You know, do I want to deal with the negatives of this thing over here, or would I rather deal with the negatives of, you know, of working for, you know, a traditional job? And it's just like, for me, I've always found myself frustrated with that regular corporate structure environment, man. It's just like, it's always, every single time that I got to deal with some disciplinary thing, it's always the pettiest of things. I'll be like, what? It'd be like, yeah, man, we noticed that, you know, you go to the bathroom, you know, quite a bit. I'm like, bro, I have to use the bathroom. Is the work getting done? So the work getting done, and you talking to me about, I use the bathroom too much? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, man.
I'm like, yo, go use Google real quick, bro. It'll tell you right now. It ain't no set amount of times for a person to go use the bathroom. Go ahead, check it out real fast. It always is something like that, to the point where it's just like, you just get off on. That's why everybody's supposed to have power, dog. You just get off on power and trying to control, because my thing is always end game. Like, at the end of the day, you know, are we accomplishing the goals I want to get to? If we're doing that, then I'm not tripping about this little this and little that, because I understand that everybody's human and we all got our quirks. We all got our little, you know what I'm saying, our positives and negatives. I'm just like every other human being on this planet. I got some positives and I got some negatives. And to sit here and just feel like I'm on, just try to pick people apart because I can, is what, you know, it's just like, that's just trash living to me. Like, bro, I would never just sit around here and be like, oh, let me see how I can. Oh, look at him. He went to the bathroom again. Oh, look at him. He's 42 seconds late. Oh, I'm like, man, if you don't get out my damn face, I'm 42 seconds late, but I stayed 17 minutes over to yesterday and didn't charge y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's never the yin and the yang. It's never giving the back. It's always, how can I, you know, just keep my foot up your ass? And I'd be like, man, I'm so sick of this shit.
Yeah, but one thing, man, just even growing up as a kid, looking at people face, they be miserable coming home from work. I'm like, I never wanted to be miserable. I'm like, man, I'm miserable. Like, I want to be miserable in my own terms. I'm not gonna allow anybody to make me miserable. Like, that is not gonna happen.
And it's crazy because for me, like I said, I fresh out of high school, like, okay, in high school, my first job, obviously McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Went to McDonald's. It's a little gig because my senior year, only had two classes, computer class and HSCT. Because, you know, back then you had HSCT.
Yeah, you had to take
to graduate. HSCT. Yeah. So I had to take an HSCT course because I think I had, on the English part, I did great. But on the math, I think I got like 1 point below. So I had to retake it. But I had to take an HSCT course. But anyway, I did the McDonald's thing for a year. Then when I got to college, soon as I got in college, Coca-Cola was hired. Started working at Coca-Cola. I loved it. You know what I'm saying? Like meeting new people, going to these different stores, talking to these managers. Like I ain't had nobody up my back. I ain't had to do none of that. I ended up getting promoted and I became the account manager. Now I got people up under me. Now I got to, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm supervising and telling people what to do. Mind you, I still ain't have the answer and you know what I'm saying? No, none of that. Then the recession hit, 08, recession kind of hit, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, I ended up losing that job because of that. They had to cut 5% of the employees. So all the middlemen that was making all that money, them account managers, cut us. It was like, no, we don't need y'all. We can just have the workers doing what we do. We can sit at our desk. We don't need you going from store to store. I had a gas card, had company car, weekends off, making like 52K. Now, mind you, this is back in like 03, 04.
Right. 20 years ago, yeah.
At about like 22 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm living the life. So I lose that job, then I go to Publix. Now, mind you, at first, I started to get that, man, you know what? Man, y'all got me fucked up, man. I ain't finna be doing all this. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I knew the managers from my time at Coca-Cola. They was like, oh, you ain't there no more? Man, come on aboard, man. Like, I got something for you. I'm going to pay you this. I'm going to make sure you're straight, which they did. Now, it just came to a point where it's like, do I want to continue to keep doing this? Or do I want to do something else so I can make sure I can provide for my son? You know what? Let me see what these Army people. No, let me see what the Air Force talking about. Went there. You got tattoos? Yeah. Nah. You a single parent? Nah. I'm like, I can't join. They say, no, we only basically they looking for just straight people straight out of high school. Like, yeah. You got it. It's like nothing. So then I walked over to the Army and then like the rest is history. But even as long as I've been in the Army, I really never had anybody to make my job harder than it is. And I've never had nobody just to, you know what I'm saying, aggravate me. I control what I control. Everything else, fuck it. I can't control it. I don't even worry about it. Yeah. So I think that's why. But people ask me about it, like, man, you like the Army? Yeah, I like it. It ain't bad. The only thing that suck about it is getting on that bird and going to a whole nother country and go deal with somebody else's bullshit.
That's big in my book.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me tell you something right now. I don't want nobody shooting at me because they got a problem with you. I try to take that with me everywhere in life. Like, hey man, if you got beef, let me know now before I hop in this car. I want nobody shooting me because of your ignorant ass. Y'all got beef. Larry ain't got nothing to do with that damn beef. So if there's something going on like that, you know, let me out. But yeah, man, you know, it is what it is. It's nothing I ain't accustomed to. I know who I am. Bruh, it's so funny to me because, you know, I'm 42, bro. I've been working ever since. I've been punching the actual clock ever since I was 15. I've been working before that, but this is the first, you know, 15 is when I first, like, actually paid taxes and all that old shit. And so, you know, 27 years of doing this, bro, I could go ahead and tell you what you about to say. I can already, you know, it's going, like I'm saying, it's always pretty petty. I'm like, oh Lord, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, just seen sometimes it take you a little minute to get going. I'm like, yeah, because it's work, bitch. Just like when you go work out, you warm up, you stretch first. You don't just jump in there and start throwing weights around. You know what I'm saying? You get in there, you get your body warmed up, get loosened up. So yeah, I don't just run in here and start kicking ass and taking names. Nah, I'm going to take my time, dog. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to start moving and getting everything warmed up. But it's all the same shit. ain't worried about that shit. It's just, it was just funny to me thinking about it because I was like, oh yeah, I forgot I got little me in the day when I go to the gig. But yeah, yeah, what it is, man. This is just for all my folks that's going through the same struggle as me. You know, like I said, we do the shop talk shit. No, I feel your pain, bro. I know it's so funny because people thought once I joined the roll up, they thought I was rich or something. I was, who the fuck told y'all that? Uh-huh. Oh no, I still gotta go to work, bro.
Yeah. Can't quit yet.
I wish, man. So just know I'm with them. I'm real with you, bro.
Fight the power. Fight. Continue fighting power.
Yeah. Word up. Word up. Let's get into a little football talk, man.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Hurricanes football. Barbershop talk, man. We welcome y'all back here. I'm your humble host, Larry. I ain't gonna draw out the intro, man. We've been kicking it for a few, and I know one of my guys got to get out of here shortly, so we'll keep it moving, man. Got Field General with us. X, what's up to the people?
What's good? What's good? What's good, man? Everybody good? We back. We back again. It's to Tuesday, kind of unorthodox day, but we here.
At here with us now, man. Per usual, now, man. D Rob, Rob D, whatever, whichever way you want to say it, either way works, man. What's up, dog?
Man, what's going on, fellas? You know, beautiful day. Another beautiful day in Georgia. Like I said, it's Tuesday. It's an unorthodox day. We don't usually record, but some big news done. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple commitments. Everything going good right now.
Yeah. Typically we try to knock this out on Sundays. But man, I was down all weekend, bro. I thought I had that Rona, boy. I was just tired. I just felt wiped out, headache, and my joints was just killing me. I'm like, yo. I'm like, nah, not the Rona again, bro. Round four, I thought we was done, man. I started feeling like Peter Griffin and that chicken, bro. Like, man, we got to square up every time we see each other, cuz. Like, come on, man. Give me a pass this time, bro. You go your way, I'm going to go mine. But I don't know. If I did have it, I must have had, like, the light version of it at this point. Because, you know, your body build immunity anyway. So, it helped. For all I know, it could have been. I couldn't find my little home test to double check. So I was like, I didn't even feel decent really until early Monday morning. And when I say early Monday morning, I'm talking like 2 a.m. I kind of started getting back to feeling like myself. So that was my weekend, man. Y'all boys getting anything interesting or whatever this past weekend?
Oh man, my weekend was, I was chilling. My girl and them, they went out of town. My girl, my sister, damn near everybody went out of town for her their birthday in Vegas. So I was chilling with the kids for the most part. So I ain't really do nothing till Sunday. We end up going out Sunday, and that's about it, man. Just pretty cool. Just, you know, regular cool weekend for me.
Vibing out, man. That's how you know, man. Welcome to the world of the watch, man. But you be so, like, that's how you know, because, like, you cool with it. You don't really feel like you miss out on much. Like, man, what you doing?
Man, I ain't missing nothing.
I done it all, yeah. I done all that. What y'all, hey, what you did? Nothing. Really, just cool. Feet kicked up. What about you, Rob? You do anything?
Oh, yeah, I did. My bad. I did go out to the Formula One on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I did check out the Formula One on Friday. My first time going. I mean, you know, I just went just to go. It was all right. I mean...
You ain't going
stuff
back.
No, I'm never going back.
I can tell just the way you
say it. It ain't for me. But you know, I mean, if you into that type of stuff, then yeah. One thing I will say, they do set it up where even if you're not into it, you could go and have a good time. But it just ain't. I was like, nah, I can't do it.
I can dig it. What you got into, Rob?
Man, I just spent time with my kids, man. You know what I'm saying? Took my daughter out, let her play at the playground, took her around the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? It'd be small stuff like that she'd be wanting to do. So I just let her do that, you know, got on PS5 a little bit, you know, played a little Call of Duty, and that's really it. Not too much, man. You know what I'm saying? Like these days, man, it's just I don't have it in me to do a whole lot. if it ain't something that I need to do, like go to the grocery store, go pick some stuff up, bro. I'm chilling. I used to just go to the mall just to like vibe and, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, see what's going on. And but oh man, I don't do none of that type of stuff no more, man. I just be cooling, bro.
that's the thing, man. When you get to it, I was telling a young cat other day, last night, matter of fact, at work, and I said, man, you know, when I was your age, man, I'd be all over the city chasing cat, man, all to the middle of the night, come to work, hour and a half of sleep. I said, boy, once you get to be my age, you'd be realized, man, you good. That thing don't owe you nothing no more. You'll take some good sleep now. You'd be like, nah, let me get with you later, sweetheart. I got to get this rest in tonight. Well, World of the Wash, man. I enjoy it though. It's because if you do your 20s and 30s right, by the time you hit 40, bro, you good. You like, man, y'all everything else, yeah, y'all got it. Young fellas, let me get out y'all way. Y'all go ahead and hold it down, bro.
Oh, definitely.
No BS, man. I be looking at dudes and they be like, boy, that's what's up. You don't come hang with us no more. I be like, man, look, I hung with y'all enough. I have my time. Like, what are y'all still trying to hang out with these young kids for, man? Let them have fun. Get out of their way. Oh. Go do something you like. All that.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to hang 4 or 5 in the morning. Nah, y'all can have it. I wake up around 4 or 5 in the morning, so I know I ain't hanging like that. You know what I'm saying? So I get in, I get out, man. Y'all can have it, boy.
Yeah. But my bad. I had a little Wi-Fi hiccup, I think, right there. But I think I'm back with it. But like D Rob saying, we had a little action, football wise, man. Some, you know, a couple of commits out of the transfer portal. Actually, since the last time we talked to you guys, let's see, I should make what, 1, 2, 3 commits since the last time we recorded.
I think. Well, let me see. The Jaden probably did commit before we recorded last time, but even if it wasn't.
I don't know if we announced or spoke on it, really. Because I think we did it like on a Tuesday last week. No, actually, it was Wednesday last week. I remember that. Just because I was out of town and stuff. So, yeah, the recording schedule was just a little bit tweaked. But, you know, we just wanted to make sure we can come back. So, I guess we can start there, man. The first edition through the transfer portal. A name that most Canes fans be familiar with. I actually, when his name popped up, I remember the kid from that cycle. So it was like, oh yeah, I remember Jit. He a grown man now, obviously. You know, that was what, 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Four.
Yeah, he would have been, because he was like with the bandy class. If I'm not mistaken.
No, he was Davis was 2019. I think 19. Yeah, he was 19. He was 2019.
That's 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But he already did.
Yeah, that's 4 years ago. Banda was like a year or two before. Banda had to be like 2017, maybe 2017 or 2018.
Oh. Then I'm mixing that recruitment up. Then I lied. That was
he was one that I think that year we ain't probably do nothing at cornerback that year. I think we did like Malik Curtis or something like that. It was kind of bad. It wasn't a good recruiting DB class.
I know, right? Malik Curtis still ain't ready. I'll be like, hey, man, when you kids going to be ready, man? What y'all doing over there? Your kid's been in the oven for quite some time, man.
Man, he should be playing offense anyway, but that's neither there nor whatever.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. And then now what, right? He get lost in the shuffle. And where does he belong? Because now he's with a new regime as well. But, anyways, getting back to Jane Davis, yes, I gotta correct.
Yeah, that 19 class, man, we had Christian Williams. He ended up coming and he leaving. Yep, remember? Yep. And let me see what other DB. Yeah, Corey Couch.
Yeah, okay,
Corey Couch is in there. Malik Curtis is not even in this class. Malik Curtis has got to be probably in 20.
He might be
in 20.
No, Malik Curtis was. Because Bandy was 2017, So Malik Curtis was, I think he was 2016 because he got there when it was Rick's first year. Because remember, he had to flip him from Georgia.
Malik Curtis? No. You talking about Malik Young?
Wrong Malik. Yeah. He was actually on the trajectory to look like to be a damn good player, man.
Yeah,
he had that neck injury, man. Unfortunately, I hate it for the young brother, but he seemed to bounce back. I know he got into some entrepreneur stuff, did some clothing design things. So I don't know exactly what he's up to right now. But yeah, that was unfortunate, man. He really did look like he was going to be a pretty damn good player, you know, for us, and possibly had an opportunity to, you know, go to the next level. But
my bad. Malik Curtis is still 21. I didn't know. So
2021 class. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. we got him over. That would be, you know, he's a guy that has 1 year left.
He'll be a grad transfer, so he has that year left to play and try to up his stock.
Thoughts on the tape. I'll let y'all go first. Thoughts on that particular tape.
I like it. It helps the room with competition levels. He can cover, he can tackle. So you can look at it like, even if he doesn't get the position to be the outside corner, you can move him in at the slot, to start the money position where him and Corey Counts probably battle for that time. So I like it. Older guy to come in and do things the right way to show the younger guys this is how it's supposed to be done. So I don't have no problem with it.
Same thing. I don't have no problem with the take. Actually, you know, 6'2", 200, decent size for a corner.
He's not 6'2", 200. I'm about to say, hold on.
you think about the guy
we just got yesterday.
Vanderbilt.
Oh, Davis.
Jaden Davis.
Wake your ass up, man.
My bad. I'm thinking talking about Malik Young. I'm talking about
you all alone.
My bad, bro.
Hey, y'all see Jaden Davis expression too. He is. I'm like, no the hell he not.
I like it though. I mean, I wish we would have got him out of high school, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, but I like it. He's gonna do some things. I don't expect a whole lot as far as him being locked down. I don't expect all that, but the veteran presence, I think he'll do a pretty good job.
Yeah, my thing with it was you know, I will say in general, I've heard some complaints about, oh, you know, we didn't get necessarily the elite corners that were available out of the portal. And I can agree with that. Like, so, you know, let's say people point to, what's my man? They went to Florida State, Fentrell Cypress or whatever. But I was like, bro, that deal was clearly already done. Like, he was in and out of the portal in like 12 seconds. So by the time he entered, he was already out. I was like, so we didn't have a chance. The tampering was already done. So we didn't really have an opportunity to get in with that particular recruitment. I think I saw a few people point to, what's my man's name? From A&M. His brother went there as well. Can't remember his name right now off the top of my head. But I was like, well, you know, we don't. That was one I definitely remember being a few red flag type situation. So when you look at the room in general, it's like, yeah, cornerback is absolutely an opportunity for anybody to come in and start. But you know, some of these deals is already being worked ahead of time, bro. And you know, you can't necessarily mark everything or measure everything against what somebody else got, especially in situations where it's like, bro, as clear as day, that shit was already worked. That cake been baked. So a guy like Jaden Davis, I think the staff had to actually do their job, had to get in there and work some relationships and, you know, get on the horn with him and get him back home and, you know, let him come back to the campus and do his thing. I think it's a good, solid take. You're getting a guy that's got a lot of snaps on his belt. played in the pass heavy league. So, you know, he's used to having to defend the pass, obviously. I mean, you come out of the Big 12, they're gonna air it out. So, you know, a guy with that and a guy who's got obviously a man on a mission. He's trying to come in, get a spot, and get drafted. So he didn't come to, you know what I'm saying, he didn't come to play around. Venables didn't want him to leave. I think he just thought maybe he'll explore his options and probably just come home for one more year. I think people sometimes forget, you know, he's a young man now himself. So, you know, he's 22 years old, 23 probably, right up in there. These guys have a realistic grip on things too. Some of them do, at least. He might just be thinking, look, if I got a shot to really do what I want to do, I should be able to go to Miami and take me a corner spot right now. That's just what it is. If I can't, then maybe my future is in something else. Just being realistic with things. So I like that kind of take, just in the fact that you got some hunger there and a mission, a man on a mission. So solid pickup. And we just got to get bodies in that cornerback room. We're super thin. You know, like X was saying, just, you know, go back a couple of cycles. Yeah, Christian Williams, who gone. I don't even know where he at. I don't even think he at Ole Miss. I believe that's where he ended up going. No, he at USF, right?
He went to South Florida, and then he not even done no more, so I don't know.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, he hit the corner again, but ain't nobody pick him up, so.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah,
that's man, that portal, you know how it is, X, man. That portal swole up, boy. That portal is completely overcrowded with a lot of guys that, you know, it's just reality, I guess, sets in. I heard something interesting, man. I like y'all take on it. I was listening to Manny Navarro's Wide Right podcast, and he was talking about our numbers. And this was something that happened at USC. When Lincoln Riley got there, Manny was kind of insinuating that, you know, because we didn't have that second window of exits that a lot of people we thought we might see, man. Manny was like, some of these guys are going to be told, it's a chance they may just be told they're going to be students, you know, scratch the athlete part. What's y'all thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but it is just reality that some have been told, like, hey, man, go ahead and start looking elsewhere, you know what I'm saying? But some have the stubbornness of saying that's not what we want to do, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to hold on, but, you know, the staff, like, we moving along, like, this boat don't ride, you know what I'm saying? You ain't getting on this boat with us, and it's just what it is, so can't say no names, but it's been some that's told that already, but.
Yeah, and I mean, and there's no shot at them kids. We not even going to think of them names. And that's probably, I mean, therein lies the issue. You such dead weight on the roster at this point. And again, no personal shots, man. You got to understand, this thing always been a business. It's just now we letting NIL get to the forefront. But it's never not been business. Some of these guys going to be let go in that sense. But I honestly think, if they follow that model, which I wouldn't be shocked with because I know that, like at USC, from my understanding, when Lincoln Riley got there and everything and told them kids you was too, you still get your education. They still was paying for that. So you still in a blessed situation to get your education covered. You just not going to take up one of our scholarships no more because we need that space right now. So, there's probably going to be some guys, like I said, you ain't even going to know them. Cause they've been so hidden down the depth chart, you forgot they was on the team.
I think it's about what I say. It's probably about two or three on that offensive line. I know two for sure on that offensive line that probably done got that message like, hey man, probably just want to go to class every day. You know what I'm saying? Probably be in the student section on game day because you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, we don't get that. Play. You could come. Practice with the preferred walk-ons, but yeah, we gotta get that scholarship up out you by my dog. But honestly, man, that sounds a little cold. But I think if you still get to get your education paid for, yeah, ain't nothing really to complain about. You might as well go on and
It ain't cold, man.
Vibe out. You in Miami, bro.
You're getting your education. Your education getting paid for. They gave you the opportunity to go and look. You know what I'm saying? If you decided you wanted to stay, all right. Well, you know what comes if you stay. You know you don't. You're not really finna have a spot. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
if it was me, bro. And I, especially like, let's say I'm a junior, about to be a junior this year. I got 2 years left. Man, I'm finna vibe, dog. Reality done kicked in. All right, bro. I ain't going to the league or nothing. But I'm down here in Coral Gables. Life is good. You know what? I'm vibing right here, coach. Y'all go ahead and take that scholarly. I'm going to go ahead and just finish up my education. And like you said, getting that student section and enjoy life from here. And then, you know, Miami degree is a nice degree to have in your back pocket. I ain't going nowhere, cuz you go ahead and do what you got to do. Like I said, I think that's something we can see, because we're going to need a few more spots.
I think because they're saying like the number we only have is like 4 spots left. And then I'm not even sure if the 2 we got yesterday was added to that, because if that is, then that means you only got 2 spots left.
Right.
Officially.
And you're looking to add a possible.
It was supposed to add like 5 to 6 boats. So it's like.
Right. So it's like, yeah.
By those projections, if we having 2 spots left, from the looks of it, we got probably 2 more commits on the way with the news coming out with the Malone kid. So, I mean, we'll see what's going on. It seems like it's probably going to be Rose and Kirk, but we'll see.
Yeah, so second up, who was second to actually commit?
Ajay Allen, the running back from Nebraska. He committed first yesterday. He's 4-star running back out of high school. From the boot, from Louisiana. Rushed for like 2,500 yards his senior year. Went in Nebraska. Was actually a second leading rusher. I don't know if you want to be excited about that, because it wasn't much. It was what, 190 yards. It was 190 yards, but he did average 5.8 yards a carry. So I guess you could be excited about that. Yeah, he's a true freshman, so it's like you don't expect these guys to come in there and be all that. You know what I'm saying? But again, it's added depth that you don't need in that backfield, because as of now, you really relying on 2 freshmen to come in and help your running game, if you know what I'm saying, if you're being honest. Because you have Chaney and Paris, and neither one of those guys have finished a full season by themselves. I think maybe Paris has, but that's not saying much, because he was never the starter until last year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He didn't finish the season last year. I mean, fully, you know what I'm saying?
He was like the third
back. You know what I'm saying? So it's like now you just have those 2 guys, and you're relying on Fletcher and Johnson to come in. It's like, okay, well, you only got 4 guys. 2 really got some college experience. 1 guy haven't finished the season yet. And it's, you know, what we going to do? So you added a body. You added somebody in that room who got some experience. You know what I'm saying? So I like it.
Yeah, I didn't look at any of his Nebraska highlights. I went and watched his high school highlights though. I like this kid, man. He's got some elusiveness about him, man. This dude, he's got that he's got a nice little quick spin, like a really quick spin move, man. Got a nice little jab step. Bro can make you miss for sure. So you know, to kind of echo X sentiments, when you looked at that room, you got a boatload of potential talent, you know, but it's very little proven talent. We don't have, Citizen was all the hype. Well, clearly he's still out. Don Chaney is probably my favorite in the limited sample size. Always hurt. And then you go to Parrish. Banged up towards the end of the year. And be clear, I really liked the job Parrish did while he was playing for us, starting. He was more impressive than I anticipated, especially as kind of a smaller back. But again, like Ed said, wasn't able to finish the season out. So we had to add a body in that room. And I don't think this was just a flyer. Like, hey, let's just get a body like we had to do with Lucius Stanley last year. I think this is a guy who ain't nothing in that room guaranteed. And that's something that we got to have. We got to raise the floor and raise the level of competition. So I ain't telling you who the starting running back is. Somebody got to come get it. You know, of course, the freshmen are at a disadvantage too because, one, they freshmen, and two, they aren't on campus yet. So they haven't had the opportunity to even start getting into the program and get tuned up that way.
The one thing I would say, the good thing about Mark Fletcher is he's there. Like, he's there normally, even when they practicing. He's there. He's around the program a lot. Obviously, you know, he ain't too far from it, but he's there. Yeah. Like, it's itching him because he really want to be out there on the field. You know what I'm saying? So his thing is he just can't wait to get there. I think he'll probably be there maybe no later than the end of this month, probably at the beginning of June. He'll be down there. And then it's going to get real tricky because he's going to push. He's pushing those guys for some playing time. He's not just coming to say, okay, I'm finna sit. He's going to push for some playing time.
So, I mean, and that's what we need. It's just you can't depend on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
you can't depend on it.
You really want three backs that you're very comfortable going with at any time. You want to be able to rotate three running backs and be like, all right, I got a nice three-man rotation on this kind of my lead, dog. My change of pace, and then this is my guy when we got to spell either one of those guys. And I'm comfortable one through three. We not comfortable one through three by any stretch of the imagination right now. So, yeah, Fletcher could come in. Hell, I hope he come in and he Adrian Peterson. Shit, I don't give a damn. I just don't know it yet.
That boy come in, he AP, man. We might be good offensively, man. He's ready. Chris Johnson, obviously, he's running track. He's breaking all type of track records in high school, and I'm pretty sure he's going to push. You just needed somebody else in that backfield because you just don't know if either of the guys who are available right now is going to be finishing the season. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, and again, he's not a bad tape because he was a good running back in high school. You know what I'm saying? He just only had 33 carries in college so far. That's last year as a true freshman. So, I'm not saying he's not good. He just, hey, 5.0 yards a carry. Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah. Just a shade under six. And, you know, that's the other thing. You know, you always hear about, like, a three-star in South Florida. Well, Louisiana definitely got their fair share of hidden gems as well because he was initially a three. He got, like, a bump towards the very end. He was a composite three. 247 had him as a four. But composite-wise, he was a three. So, you know, again, that's definitely a state where you're going to find some guys that ain't necessarily going to be the most highly touted for whatever the reason. Sometimes it's, you know, say level of competition. But you're going to find gems in Louisiana as well. So, good take in my opinion. You got any thoughts on that one, Rob?
Like I said, it was a really good take. You know, it wasn't that too many running backs that even came out in the portal this time that I was really too high on. I mean, some people, they was wanted the Houston running back or even the Notre Dame running back, but I ain't really too – nothing stuck out. You know, it wasn't a running back that actually stuck out where I was like, oh, yeah, we got to land that guy. You know what I'm saying? Once I saw the film on Allen, I was impressed. And like you said, you'll find some gems in Louisiana. It's just like Florida. It's a lot of guys that's like three-star players, where it's like they kind of hidden. And then once they get to college, you're like, damn, well, why we ain't go after that guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of that. So that's why when it comes to recruiting Louisiana players, I'm always like, man, whatever we can get from Louisiana, I love it. Because for one, them kids are loyal. They're loyal to LSU and anything in that surrounding area. And they work hard. You know what I'm saying? Like they work real hard. They get it out the mud, and I like what we got in the Allen kid. I really do.
Yeah, I agree, man. Productive. That's the key to me. If I can see production, period. You know, that's kind of one thing that Alonzo Highsmith said. He's like, look, if you're a home run hitter in high school, you're a home run hitter in college. Maybe not as many, because it changes. But what I'm looking at essentially is, what do you do? Now, this kid was a running back, period. Got it. Like you said, 2,500 yards. This guy, he's a running back. And a very productive one. So, of course, the funnel gets smaller once you get to the next level. But, again, I like it. I think there's a lot of upside there. And definitely helped raise the floor of that room. And, just we had to add another body. But this time, like I said, I think we actually added a quality body for a guy that could end up, man, eating a lot of snaps. It just depends. So we're going to get to see. I think that's what you need, though. You got load up that running back room for sure. Skill positions, period, I would say. But you load it up, get the competition there, and see where we go from there. Second commitment on the same day, cornerback out of Vanderbilt. He was a true freshman last year, so he's got 3 years left. What's a man named?
Jadis Richards.
Jadis, okay. Yeah, I've heard it said a couple different ways. I wasn't sure. I know Jadis, Jadias, whatever, Richard.
Well, it might be Jadias if that's how they pronounce it.
I don't heard it. Yeah, who knows? We'll find out when they announce it. They'll put him on the pronunciation guy on the little pamphlets they hand out, so you can figure out how to say some of these names. Cornerback that he's a 4-star guy out of Louisiana as well. Actually, I heard him and AJ are from a close area, similar area, so they're familiar with each other as well. Comes in after playing 1 year at Vanderbilt. He's the 6'2", 200-pound cornerback that D-Rod was talking about earlier. Athletic kid. Somebody, I was on the timeline because somebody posted Cub playing ball, man. And you talking about some springs in his legs. Dude, he talking about, I'm sorry about that little bro. He took somebody off the baseline, bro, and just – bam. He took ball baseline, little back step, couple of dribbles, and just launched into the air and just two-hand bang right down the baseline. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. We're getting a real athlete here. This is an athletic kid. Did get a chance playing the SEC last season. This wasn't one that they was looking forward to losing either. He was a projected starter for those guys on the outside. So you got to like the athleticism there, I like, with this kid. You got to like the frame. He's already filled out where you would want him to be at 6'2", just a shade under 200 pounds. If he could start in the SEC at Vanderbilt, people would be like, oh, it's Vanderbilt. Nah, Vanderbilt still turning guys into pros too. On a fairly regular basis, and we definitely as a program ain't in no business to be shading no Vanderbilt kids. We ain't there yet. I like them, man. I think this is he's in high school. He played a little bit of everywhere in the secondary. Essentially, I think he'll be brought in here to play. To come compete immediately for an outside corner position.
Yeah, he'll most likely start on outside, and then probably during the season, depending on the availability of who's available in the secondary, he can move on the star money position. Can even go and back up one of the safety positions, because he's physical. He's a physical guy. He loves the contact. And he ran 11.2 in the track. You know what I'm saying? 100. So it's like he got pretty decent speed.
Yo.
Hey, man, I like it. You getting freshmen out of the portal who wants to, go to a new team and compete. You know what I'm saying? Feel like they have the opportunity to compete. And that's what you bring here. You want guys to come in and compete. You don't just want guys to say, I'm a senior. I'm coming here to start. Like, so what happens to the guys who was starting before, who was trying to compete?
Right.
No, we all coming here to compete. Nobody got no starting job. Outside of Cam Kitchens, James Williams, TBD, Matt Lee, Jamie and Coleman, like, everybody's job is up for grabs, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, y'all better come here to compete. Nobody's starting.
Yeah, I agree. And I like, yeah, that was a good point you made too, getting some of these younger guys. That's one thing I haven't been a huge portal guy too, is I worry about chemistry of my team when everybody is, we got so many mercenaries on the team. That could get a little, it could get a little wicked. You know, it could get to the point where, okay, yeah, I got a guy coming in for 1 year. Sure, I can handle one or two of those. I don't want to roster litter with those, because that's when you end up, a lot of times you may end up with guys trying to play hero and all, because they trying to get their film up. Yeah, they trying to get a lead. So they may take a dumb break on the ball trying to get a pick, or you know, like I say, get out of assignment because they just want to make a play and end up messing things up. I think ultimately you build better chemistry through having guys that, you know, went through it together, man. I think I spoke on that previously with the TVD situation, where I think a big factor that played in him staying with us is he's been with us. This is family. He's been in the trenches with these boys that have been through. You know, they done fell short of his expectations and what he came here to do. So I think a part of him was like, nah, I ain't going to just run to Alabama. I know what we could do over there. I still can make the NFL from here. I can still attain all my goals for post-Miami. But I feel like my business ain't done here yet. And I think that's a great that's a great precursor when you have guys that come in and build together and go to war together. So I do like that both of these guys we took are going to be guys with 3 years of eligibility left as well. You got something, Rob?
Yeah, no, like I said, I agree with that. You know, like when it comes to the portal thing, it's a few exceptions I can say. With the Cohen situation, I agree with him. You know, he's basically one and done, but we have players behind them that's still developing that we're trying to get there, like Anaez Cooper. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with that take. With the guys who, as far as corner, it's like people just want you to jump into the portal and just grab any and everybody just because they're in the portal. It's like, no, look at your roster, see what fits. You know what I'm saying? So you grab two corners now. Basically, you grab two corners out the portal with Davis and Richard out the portal. You lose Tyreek and you lose Ivy. So that can, yeah, so that kind of offsets that. You know what I'm saying? Now, at defensive tackle, you lose Darryl Jackson. Now, we still ain't brought – hopefully, we get one of these guys. Now, whoever we bring in can offset that. And he still has not only 1 year, he has 2 years of eligibility. You know what I'm saying? So, I like what we're doing. I like having guys that's, you know, not like what you said, not the mercenaries, like all these one-year guys, all these different personalities coming from all these different situations where it might not always don't mesh because everybody's just looking at stars and, you know what I'm saying, or what they did, but they might not all coexist. So I like where we're going. I like how we're doing it. I like that they attacked it more this year than they did last year, because I think that they were very picky last year who they wanted to, what they wanted to do, or not necessarily picky, but I don't think that they did enough. So now they're realizing they got their needs. There's still a few other things that we need to look at. And I think everything is going to be okay. Some good depth pieces. I personally think that he's going to come out on top better than everybody else in this whole situation as far as who he brought in, because of his potential and what he could do at that position. Because I think cornerback is probably the most wide open position that we have as far as from everybody what we brought in. You know, I don't put Marigoa in that because of the, like, he's slated. Like, we good. But I think that Richard, I think he's probably gonna have the best. I'm not gonna say the best season, but I think he's probably gonna show us the most out of everybody that we brought in. That's just my opinion.
No, I get it. And he is, you know, it's going to be an opportunity thing. If he's got every opportunity to come in and seize that starting spot immediately, and make an immediate impact in that way. So, you know, it's about the opportunities there. And if you look, a lot of, that's the other thing, people are forgetting because these guys came in so long ago. We did get some good hits off of that portal because you brought in two starters on the O-line that needed a lot of tooling up. And then, like you said, Miley Gore, the linebacker. So that's three starters right there that you brought in, three significant starters. And I think they found
four once you add Devontae Brown at corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, outside. Yeah. Brown steamed the stuff because he was scaring me at first. But it looked like he's kind of gotten his rhythm and got comfortable. And so, yeah. And then, you know, I think especially with Kiko, I think he was a surprise starter. We brought him in to help raise the floor, I think. And it looked like, whoa, wait a minute. This kid ain't just here. He's here to make noise, elevate his game, and do the damn thing. It ain't just another body in the room who might start. He came in, and I think he's been a pleasant surprise to the coaching staff and the fans.
And see, for me, with him, I felt the same way that, okay, he's just going to be there, you know, whatever. But after watching some of that Washington State film, and then when he took that interception back and all that, I was like, hold on, at middle linebacker, he got some nice little speed on it. And then it displayed in the spring game. He showed what he can do in the spring game. And I don't know who that was, caught that little hitch, and they start sprinting down the sideline, and all of a sudden you see 51 come out of nowhere. And it's like, where the hell he come from? Flag ain't finna do that. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, nah.
Yeah.
Shout out to my guy, but he
ain't doing that. So I think that it's gonna be a lot of speed out there, man. It's gonna be a lot of speed in that in that linebacker room.
Yeah. God damn it. Sorry. So all in all, I think the portal, you know, these are additions right now. We're still waiting on decisions from a couple other guys. Tywon Malone is expected to make a decision fairly soon. I feel good on that one.
Kimeon Rose, him, Amari Wiggins, the offensive lineman, the JUCO offensive lineman.
Yeah, from Coffee Community College.
Yeah.
I think he played out there in that Kansas League, I believe.
And you got Shamar Kirk.
Shamar Kirk, yeah.
He makes a decision on Saturday. Things are looking good for us there.
He's an older guy, too, with 2 years left.
Yeah.
He took a few
still
years
trying to
get the game, yeah, but he's 22.
Still trying to get some more scheduled visits for Franklin, and trying to see if we can get Coleman over here, but I don't think that one is going to happen. But hey, the staff is doing their thing. They reaching out to players in the portal. Again, it's not just taking anybody; it's taking people who's going to come in and buy to the system. You know what I'm saying? Like Larrion pointed out, you don't just want a kid that just say, "But well, this is my last year. I got to do it all for me." You want some kids to say, "Okay, man, I believe in the team." You know what I'm saying? Because in the day, it's the team. You know, if you just want to do some individual stuff, then this is not the place. It's always been about team, and that's what Mario trying to get the focus back at. If we all do this together as a team, then we're gonna be successful. Once you start doing your individual stuff is when the problems start happening. You know what I'm saying? So, we're waiting to see some of these guys who got some commitment dates coming up pretty soon as far as the portal. You know, that's just the focal point as of now. But then next week, you're going to start hearing a bunch about high school. And then, you know, Mario going to put his foot down with that one. So,
yeah, we'll get rolling. A lot of dates set up. A lot of dates set up in June, more being set up. We ended up just getting a kid originally out of West Virginia, Hawkins, Tank Hawkins. He just came on an unofficial, set an official. They were able to get a five-star wide receiver.
Ryan Wingo.
Wingo, yeah.
Hey, listen, I ain't even going to – I don't even know why I got this big smile on my face. Boy, oh boy.
Hey, hey, man. You do the work, man. You do the work. Listen. We done got wide receiver out of St. Louis before.
Boy, he turned out to be a little bit listen, ahead. Listen. Boy, hey. He came on a visit. I just like, man, he just gonna come, you know what I'm saying? But then I say, you know what, let me make a phone call. I made a phone call, man, and they were like, dog, this really might can happen. And this, you know, this is somebody from the staff telling me this. So when he said that, I was like, I'm not finna get happy. I'm not gonna get excited about this, cause it's just, come on, man.
Yeah. You got something to leave, but yeah, you know. Hey, the first order of business, man, is you just do the work. And then you see what results come afterwards. They did the work. They went out there and went and seen cuz. Out there, I think he was doing his track thing. And then, you know, hey, man, why don't you come on campus? You know, get on out here and just, you know, come vibe with us for a little bit. Came on out and vibe, man. And if you can get them there, from all things that I understand, Miami's a hard visit to just take. You don't just go to Miami and come away unimpressed, is essentially what I mean. And you gotta understand now, this is much improved facilities and things as well, with a lot more to come. So, you know, these coaches ain't crazy. They don't want you going no damn Miami on no visits down there, because they know once you get there, it's going to at least plant a seed. Like, wait a minute, hold on, man.
I.e. Jaleel Skinner.
Yeah, I might vibe right here, bro. I don't know, cousin. This is kind of fire out here. So
Nick told that boy, hey, man, hey, don't believe what they tell you out there. Nope.
Yeah. Straight to hating.
His pop said, hey, he told them, hey, don't believe what they saying out there. And then the rest is history.
Hey.
Yeah, nah, it's crazy, because it's like, it's more one of the guys who I wanted in this class, a tight end, Caleb Odom from up there in Georgia. He's coming on another unofficial visit. Then he scheduled an official visit, and I'm like, yeah, it's about to start happening, man. Mario said, man, y'all just wait till we get these guys on campus to visit, man, and we gonna start doing what we do. Craziest thing is the commits we have. I don't think. None of them did an official yet. Those guys was unofficial, and then they was like, man, we want to be a part of what's going on. Which is why a lot of those guys say, man, let me jump on board now, because I don't want to be left out. You know what I'm saying? Because some people going to be left out. Some people going to be left out, man. Even if we do go after 28 kids, some people going to be left out, and they going to be like, man, I should have jumped on. Should have got on where I could.
And that's why I think, you know, people is kind of like, oh, these are these lower ranked kids. I'm like, yeah. And they understand, like, bro, it's probably best I go ahead and tie this spot up now. And then the staff is also saying, I really believe in you. And they smart enough to build a relationship now. So this is all calculated work. I see what they're doing. So they know a guy like Isaiah Thomas, who was being, you know, more heavily recruited before he tore his knee up. He was rising up a lot of boards, right? Then he tears up his knee, and it's like, you know how that game goes. A lot of people back out. Miami comes in and said, nah, we like you just off of that film. Come on, you want to rock with us? Go ahead. And now the relationship is established. And so when the people start knocking on the door, it's going to be harder to get in. I ain't going to call it impossible. Obviously, nothing's impossible in the game of recruiting. Sometimes kids fall off. And coaches don't want them as much, or sometimes they just really wanted that LSU offer or that you know, Bama offer or the whatever offer. So yeah, you get to see smart work at play, man. I'm patience, man, patience. You have to understand this is not an overnight fix. It ain't been broke overnight, so it's not gonna be fixed overnight. And Rob, if you got a slide, bro, you good? I know you said you had to get up out of here around 1:30, but
now, I got a few things that I want to say, but we kind of got into like the high school thing as far as like the portal players. I don't know if you probably haven't been looking to pay attention, but Taiwan Malone got a crystal ball to Ohio State from two people. So it's looking like that he's trending in that direction now. We don't know what happened. So I think if that happens, they're probably going to go all out for Rose. The two guys, Nixon and Wiggins, something that they did that kind of like was kind of like a not a red flag, but it kind of like raised an eyebrow for me is like after this visit, they're like, oh, we're gonna take some more visits. So that lets me know that I don't think that they're bought into what we're presenting to them. And the reason why I say that, because summer one starts today. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Is it today or next week? It starts on the 15th.
I think you got to be.
Yeah, it's next week. Next week.
Yeah, you got to be enrolled. You have to enroll on the 15th, but I think you have until the 17th until that's the last day for summer one. Mind you, Kirk is announcing this weekend. But I think that we got Kirk locked up. The other two, I think that they're probably going to go in different directions because for those very reasons. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not as high on us getting Nixon and Wiggins because of that. You know,
yeah, those two guys want to play. They want to start. So I don't think they come here.
Yeah. And then with the Malone situation, like he all of a sudden he just got like two crystal balls for Ohio State. So I think that's his more than likely destination. But if we can close on Rose, which I think we will, I think that'll be good for us.
That's cool. Malone is, you know, he's a big body but untapped potential. He's got to get zoned in anyway. So, you know, that's cool. Everybody's a crapshoot, so we see how it goes. Appreciate that info, though. I didn't catch that while we was recording. Always good to get the most current information. We had a couple of other officials I wanted to quickly run over. Papa Afua, four-star offensive lineman out of Washington area. He set up one for the 16th of June. Coda Fields, a four-star cornerback out of California. Same weekend he'll be out there. He's a 6'2", 175 corner. So same weekend he'll be there. Five-star Ellis Robinson IV to set up an official for the ninth.
Hold on, how you pronounce it? The first kid, the kid name you said, Papa Afua.
Afua, yeah. His first name is like Io something, but
yeah,
the latest graphic I saw for him, they put Papa, so I figured it was like Papa or something like that. So I think that's just like his nickname, as people call him.
Oh, okay, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like us for him.
I do as well in that one. That's Mario still got the ties out there. So Ellis Robinson, I mean, again, you do the work. He's committed to Georgia, but he's taking officials. You know, I heard him speak on how Miami's done a great job getting in with the family and giving them something to, you know, at least think about. And I gotta always respect the kid who's at least willing to come through and take that visit. If you ultimately still stick with Georgia, you can't be mad at that. But again, you do the work. Do the work that it takes. Marquise Lightfoot, I like this kid a lot too. Four-star edge out of Chicago. He's got a
26. Yeah, he'd be on the 26.
And Joseph Iannata, four-star interior offensive lineman. I think they're looking at him as a center.
He'll be the center guy.
25 right now. Yeah, he's coming on the 23rd, which I think is like a midweek for an official.
Although so, I think Florida probably might have that one because that's their area too. Clearwater, Florida is their area. It's kind of hard to pull somebody out, but you know, hey, we'll see how things go.
Yeah, like I said, man, you can't do nothing but the work. You can hang your hat on that. You win some, you lose some.
See, the second man, we got that top receiver coming out of Texas named Draylon Miller. I watched his film the other day, and I was like, oh, man. the receiver class, if you could get some of these guys, man, oh, man. He's that. He's one of those, just throw him the ball, he taking it from whoever's guarding him. So
I can live with that. These are good problems. You know, something we've been lacking big time on this roster. So I don't really have anything else, man. Y'all got anything else before we get up out of here?
Nah, I think that pretty much covers everything. That's at least up to date, you know.
Hopefully. Oh, I know what I wanted to say just real quick. Two all-field additions. DVD's replacement. He actually worked with
Coach Phoenix.
With Gidry.
Yeah, FAU. He worked with him at FAU. When he was the DC at FAU.
So yeah, he'll be taking DVD's place, that off field analyst role, and Tia Joseph has been named director of recruiting operations. She was instrumental in bringing in she's coming over from Texas A&M, so she was instrumental in help put that class together. So Mario's doing his thing, adding, you know, every little piece you can to make this thing work. And the school's doing what they can. You can't, unfortunately, erect buildings overnight. You know, so again, you're going to lose some of these things that will win a little later down the line. Some of these kids are going to be enamored by the LSU locker room because it's already up and running and everything's cool. So, you know, some of them ain't ready to wait. It's just a build. It's a build to what you want to get to. So the newer buildings, the expansions to buildings that we already have, that stuff takes a little time. It's just not going to be able to happen overnight. It's just the way that's just how construction works. So, but I still think everything's pointing in the right direction. I'm cooling over here. I'm cooling. Life is good. I don't think we got to win 10 games next year. Hate to break it to you. That's unlikely. Still a very young team, very talented, I think, but very young. And still growing, still gelling. So I ain't got nothing else, man. I think I'm good.
Yeah, nah, go Canes, right. That's all I got. Go Canes, man. We gonna have us a good season, man. It's gonna be a much, much better season than last year.
That is what I expect.
Not saying 10, you know, is 10 possible? Absolutely, because you have a quarterback who could do what you do. But a young team, just want them to go out there and play as a team together. You know what I'm saying? And finish the season strong, man. Stay healthy,
learn,
man.
Learn the game at the next level. That's what's going to have to happen.
You bring develop them guys. Get them guys drafted. Guess what? Now you saying kids say, well, you don't get kids drafted. Yeah, come on. Let's go.
Right.
Let's go.
All right. Well, appreciate y'all for tapping in with us. We'll be back here with you next week as usual. It's 26 degrees, man. We up out of here.
Peace.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.